What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
And now, your main event. Introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddy, Jeff Dye, and Freddy Prinze Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Friends. As the season wraps up, we want to do something different. So today is World Wrestling Trivia Day. Yeah. We'll start the show with some WWE trivia, and on Unsanctioned Thursday, we will come full circle by going to AEW's trivia, A Short History. Could it be rich indeed? To get the party started, we will have our producer, moderator Alex, host the prestigious event. Wrestling with Freddy Trivia Challenge starts now.
Yes. What's up, buddy?
How are you, sir?
Feeling good.
How are you indeed?
Feeling great.
Moderator Alex, how are you?
I love being on here when you guys do your questions and answers, so I figured, why don't I ask you guys some good old questions? We'll each get a turn to answer one out of 20 questions. If you don't get it, I'll let the other person try to steal the point. And at the end, we'll know who is the master.
Have you ever heard parents sometimes say about their kids, or maybe sometimes kids will say it about themselves, they'll say something like, oh, I don't test well. You know, I'm a great student and everything. I just don't test well. That's them just saying.
I say that with auditions. I'm a great actor. Yeah. I just don't audition well.
That's just them saying, I'm stupid. That's what they're saying. They're saying, I'm actually stupid, but I've found a clever little play on words to make it sound like I'm not stupid. So I just want to say, before we start this wrestling trivia, I don't test well.
You blew up my spot because I was going to say I'm not so good at trivia, but now everyone's going to know that's
now everyone
bullshit
knows.
I'm
yeah,
dumb.
We're all
so thanks a lot, bro.
These are really, really easy questions. I mean, you guys,
softballs are welcome.
Super softballs are questions. Welcome.
Yeah, and but you guys now that he called them easy, millions. Now we look even dumber if we get it wrong.
No, it's easy because you guys know the business.
All right, here we go.
We'll start with the first one here, and we'll start with you, Jeff, because you're Mr. Jeff Dye, who doesn't test well.
Sorry.
Who holds the record for the longest WWE championship reign in history?
Well, Roman Reigns currently has the longest reigning title. He's held it the longest currently. And I think that he's
trying to convince him he has the answer.
I think he's broke the record.
He's trying to Google it.
No, I'm not. Hands are up.
Yeah, what was all that? Click, click, click. Clickety-click.
That was earlier.
You're right that in the modern era, it is Roman Reigns, but it's not the all-time. Mr. Freddie Prinze?
The correct answer is behind me on the poster on my wall. It's Bruno Sammartino.
I want to change my answer to Bruno Sammartino. It's Bruno. Bruno Sammartino is what I said.
Oh, it sounded. Oh, you said it in Samoan.
Man, I got
you
it just in time, bilingual. Too. Did you notice that?
He gave you the answer. It was behind him the entire time.
My man said I got it just in
slid
time.
That in there perfectly, right before the buzzer.
Oh, goodness.
1 point, Jeff.
We'll start off now with Freddie, and we'll just continue flip flopping. What was the original name of the WWE before it rebranded?
Oh, thank you for that. Why don't you ask me how to spell cat? It was the World Wrestling Federation, and the Panda Bear people made them get rid of it. And then they started the Get the F Out campaign. which was most excellent indeed.
That was.
And now we are referred to as the WWF, Wrestling with Freddie.
Yeah, till they come after us.
Wrestling with Friends.
And we're after to be WWB, Wrestling with Bros.
We're the WWF, dude. You can't do that.
Stop. They're gonna hear you, dude. And someone's gonna like send it to them, and they'll be like, "Ha ha! I hate their show, and now I'm canceled." And it's gonna work.
All right. Well.
All right. Next question,
Mr. Jeff Dye. Who is known as the Beast Incarnate in WWE?
The Beast Incarnate, I believe, is the one and only Brock Lesnar.
All right.
Or as Paul Heyman would say, Brock Lesnar.
Mr. Freddie Prinze, what is the name of the WWE Championship title defended exclusively on the SmackDown brand?
Oh, it's the one I hate, so I tried to like delete it because the name was dumb. But I believe the first winner of it was Finn Balor, and I believe it's called the WWE Universal Championship, because apparently you're even better than anyone in the universe. Corniest title name ever. Am
ding,
I
ding,
wrong?
Ding. Right? No, you got it.
Ding,
yeah.
Let's go. Right, yeah, on something, man. I even don't like.
Look at that.
I wouldn't have got that at all.
All right. I think it's 16-2.
No.
Me. Wow. That's crazy.
No, I have two. Oh. You've got two. We're tied up.
Jeff,
no,
you got one. Jeff got one, but we'll say he has three.
San Martino.
Oh yeah,
he stole your answer.
Just under the wire. Just under the wire.
All right, we're halfway done here, my friends. Look at this. Almost. Who won the first ever Royal Rumble match?
The first ever Royal Rumble. Let me just think about it a little bit. The first ever Royal Rumble. I don't really know.
That was the loudest typing ever.
The first ever Royal Rumble winner. Let me think if I can remember. Was it Mabel?
Close, but no, I'll let Freddie try this one.
I don't know.
The very first Royal Rumble winner was a man named Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Wow. You are both wrong, unfortunately. It was Hacksaw.
Jim Hacksaw.
No, it wasn't.
Duggan, yeah.
That's cool.
Jim Duggan won the very first Royal Rumble.
Had no
idea. It didn't have the guarantee of the championship.
No, not back in the day.
Then,
no.
For sure. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy. All right, you learned something new.
There you go. See?
I will not forget that.
And we learned.
That's pretty interesting. And we learned. Yeah, and I loved Hacksaw. Yeah.
Dude, he could beat people up in real life. He was one of those guys, like, you couldn't screw around with
strong hands.
Paw at you in there.
Yeah.
He called me unfunny once. Yeah, I was a guest host on the Wrestling House, like the old Wrestling House, whatever that show was called.
Wow.
When I was on it, you know, all I was supposed to do was come on and host the game show. And it was fun. And we had a good time. I got pictures with all the wrestlers. They were super nice to me. And Roddy Piper was like, he's a comedian. I actually know this guy. This guy's a comedian, right? So Piper put me over with all the other guys and they were nice to me. But then years later, Jim Hacksaw was on a podcast. And you know, when you're on a podcast, you're trying to, you know, just be funny or whatever. And the hosts were like, actually, our friend was on that show for one episode, Jeff Dye. He's a comedian.
No.
And Hacksaw goes, I don't know if he was a comedian. He wasn't very funny to me. And then everyone started like tweeting at me. And I was like, why'd Hacksaw talk trash? But then he was like, I was just trying to be funny. I don't know. I just like said a thing.
Hacksaw is calling you out, dude. We got to have a match.
Heel Hacksaw. But I do love him.
Wow. Heel Hacksaw.
And I didn't know that he was the first winner. Mabel win? Or was that he King of the Ring?
He was King of the Ring.
That's what I was confusing.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate. Because things can get pretty tricky, quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, next question. We're going to throw it up to Freddie here. What is the name of the stable led by Triple H during the Attitude Era in WWE?
The name of that stable was called Evolution. And wait, no, in Attitude Era.
No, that's his answer. That is the answer.
Oh, hold on. No. That's not my answer.
Degeneration X. No, is the
DX
correct
is what
answer.
I was going to listen and to this interruption.
I'd also like to say Jim Hacksaw Duggan won the first ever Royal Rumble.
Listen to this disrespect. Listen to that disrespect. DX is my answer.
Well, you got it, sir.
Evolution was the
good
other
stuff.
One.
I mean, you're leading right now. Leaps and
come
balance.
On. It's 24-3, bro.
Wow.
24-3.
You let him answer twice on the same question. Of course he's winning.
I didn't say final answer. You didn't hear final answer.
I don't ever hear final answer. We've never said final answer once on this entire thing.
I've said it every time. Right. The score is 27-4.
Oh, geez.
Jeff.
All right, for all
Jeff,
the
this
win,
one,
for 100 points.
This is in your warehouse.
For 100, damn, he got the 100-point question.
Who is known as the Phenom in WWE?
Oh, the Phenom.
Oh, it's not easy when the pressure's on, is it?
Yeah, I'm blanking. I know the Phenom.
That's why Celebrity Jeopardy is such a motherfucker.
No, the real easy ones, and you go, oh, shit, I know this.
It's not behind me.
It's so, I've heard it a million times.
Yeah, you have. And you know it.
Because they all have a moniker.
When I steal it, you're going to be so mad.
He is going to be mad, yeah. You're going to be digging yourself out of it.
The Phenom.
This is our game show music.
If you guys don't see it yet.
Look around the room, Jeff. It's maybe one of your 1 million figures will actually be the Phenom.
I'm hearing him say to the Phenom. Oh, the British Bulldog. The British Bulldog.
No,
I know it's
not
the British Bulldog, but I just don't know. I'm blanking.
All right, I'm going to say I'm going to just tell you this. The first name is initials.
AJ Styles?
There you go. Mr. AJ Styles.
Gosh, dang it.
Oh, I mean, moderator, is that correct?
And he's coming back.
Sorry, Jeff, that was wrong.
It's not AJ Styles.
He is known as The Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Oh, The Phenom is the Undertaker.
One, yeah. The Phenom.
The Phenom's the Undertaker.
Freddy got it.
Oh, I gave you bad advice, dude.
That's why I said you'll be digging yourself out of it. The Undertaker.
I
did
like
you really
that.
Say that?
Man, he's giving the cool hints. Man, you're a good moderator. You'll be
trying, man.
Hey, my hint was good. It just was for the wrong guy.
He fought Undertaker in the cinematic match.
The cinematic match.
Yeah. It's going to take a long time for people to respect that. Those movie kind of matches that Bray Wyatt tried to like invent.
They were cool.
Yeah,
though.
People didn't
They're
really
cool,
jump
but they just
there.
Didn't take. They were
I
liked
too
that
soon. They took a shot with it. Yeah, I think so too.
All right, Freddie. COVID. This one's for you. I think you'll know this one. What is the finishing move of WWE superstar, the GOAT, John Cena?
It is I like the old names more, but I think it's just called the AA, which is the Attitude Adjustment. Didn't it formerly used to be called the STFU?
Yes. The STFU is the leg move that he did, but it was the FU.
The FU, yeah, it was called the FU. Yeah, that's way better, but you can't be the face of the company with a finisher called an FU. So the Attitude Adjustment, sir.
Nice. There he goes. Freddie taking the super lead. 39-1.
Man,
Jesus.
How did I not
it's
get
39-1.
The Undertaker.
You lost points.
Mad about Undertaker.
I know, because it's so obvious now, the Phenom. Undertaker.
They're all obvious after the fact, but when I'm telling you, it's like Celebrity Jeopardy. And shout out to my boy Macaulay, who kicked ass on that show.
Oh,
by
he
the
crushed
way.
It. I will say, not Becky. What I will,
bro, she broke records, dude. She broke a record for the most wrong answers ever.
I would like to defend Becky Lynch on this a little bit.
It's hard.
Well, no, because what they did is that all the memes were like, She didn't get a single right out of 60 questions, but there were 60 questions total. It's not like she chimed in 60 times and got 60 wrong. She chimed in six times and got six wrong. But there might have been other ones that like McCulley got that she would have known if she could have.
It was only six? I thought it was more.
No, she only got six wrong.
All right.
But there was a bunch she didn't chime in. There's a bunch that the other guys got right or the other contestants got right. So it's like it's not as embarrassing as they tried to make it look like. They tried to like humiliate her, and it's like, no, she just.
Oh yeah, the way I heard it, she missed like the most answers in history or some bullshit.
Yeah, that's what.
That's
they
not
said
even close to being.
Well,
true.
Well, they said no. Nobody's ever gotten zero. like she got zero.
Oh, she got $0.
Yeah.
Well, my man Dulé won that shit.
Yeah,
she's all that for life. Dulé Hill, what's up, fool? Psych, suck it. But anyway.
Well, the bad part too about like even on a trivia like this is like I don't mind getting anything wrong I didn't know. But then to get it wrong when you do know it is pretty terrible feeling.
He's never going to let this go.
Phenom, Undertaker. You know,
well, I'll keep reminding you about
it. Oh, wow. Jeff, this one's for you.
Okay.
Who famously defeated Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3, ending his 15-year undefeated streak?
I remember in front of the millions and millions of Hulkamaniacs, that Hulkster... The Hulk Hogan lift up that stinking giant over his head and slammed him through the mat in front of the millions and millions of Hulkamaniacs. It was the one and only Hulk. Don't call me Terry Bollea Hogan.
There you go. Look at that.
For 100 points.
I hated that match. No, that was actually negative 3 points.
No,
it went backwards.
You shouldn't have taken it. You shouldn't have taken it.
Listen, that guy can slam giants. He slams giants, guys. What have we ever done? Didn't slam a giant.
No.
Jeff makes my job so much fun, doesn't he?
I love him.
Freddie, which event is known as the grandest stage of them all in WWE?
The grandest stage of them all is one that Jeff and I got to go to together.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fantastic time had by all. And Logan Paul came in on a zip line much more slowly than Shawn Michaels ever had. And it looked kind of weird. And it's WrestleMania, sir.
There we go.
WrestleMania.
Ding, ding, ding. Jeff.
The grandest stage.
Are we going to go this year? Are you coming out, Alex? Where are we going for the WrestleMania?
It's in Philly. Let's go.
Man, I ain't going to Philly.
We should all go to Philly. Watch CM Punk.
We are now starting the lightning round here. We got a couple more questions left.
Okay. Lightning.
Here we go. Who is, this is for Jeff, who is known as the Viper?
Oh, Randy Orton. Lightning.
Oh, look at that.
Come on, that should have been reserved for the host.
I love Randy Orton.
Well, this one.
Give that one to Freddie.
Nope.
Yeah.
After I answer.
This one, Freddie, you'll really like this one. What is the name of the WWE pay-per-view event that features a giant cage with pods in it?
Oh, with pods. I think it was created by Eric Bischoff back in the day. It's beyond a cage match. It's a cage match with pods, and they call it Hell in a Cell.
No,
am I correct, sir?
You
intentionally
no,
sorry,
got
Freddy,
that
is wrong.
Oh, Elimination Chamber, yeah. Son of a bitch! I did it twice.
Jeff, you want to take
Bischoff
that one, Jeff?
Yes.
It. Yeah, take
I believe
it.
This was created by Eric Bischoff back in the day.
He's such a dick.
He came up with many, many good ideas, but one of his best ideas that we still use to this day is the Elimination Chamber. And we even do it with girls now. That's how popular it is.
Wish I knew the answer to
that. Yeah, these are moving quick here. We got like four left.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Well, I love the lightning round.
Jeff, who is known as the architect in WWE?
Oh, he's been known as millions of things. What he's most currently known as is... the guy that married my girlfriend. Give it up for Seth Rollins. right? It's the Seth Rollins. It's pretty
best
good.
Trivia show ever.
Yeah.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, this one's right up your alley.
I think that's four straight perfect. I've gotten right. I'm feeling
pretty yeah, good. Yeah, you have, actually.
You're getting close. It's 96 to 32.
He's getting really close. Freddie, which female wrestler was known as the Empress of Tomorrow?
Now, this is messed up because if it's like Jeopardy, if I say the name wrong, right. then I'm wrong.
It's a trick question. This guy's wrong. Never said her name right.
So I am going to try very hard to remove a full syllable and vowel and say it without the U, Asuka.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Asuka.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Asuka, you speak some Japanese. Arigato.
Jeff
Thank
Dye.
Thank you very much.
What is the finishing move of WWE Hall of Famer Bret the Hitman Hart?
Well, many people have used this and call it the figure four leg lock, but he referred to the figure four leg lock as the sharp shooter.
Wait, the figure four is not the sharp shooter.
It They're is. It's like the
different.
Figure four.
Is this half a point?
So clover leaf?
You turn them over.
You mean the clover leaf, the Texas clover leaf. The
okay.
figure four was Ric Flair's move.
I know, but the figure four backwards, when you bend them back, like it's like a figure four meets a Boston crab, is the sharp shooter.
It kind of is.
Yeah, because we used to do it to each other. And if you want to lay down and be
all right,
lazy.
You get a bonus point for that. Bonus point.
Okay, I'll give it to him. There you go. You got a bonus point. All right, Freddie. Who won? Who? This one's going to be hard, Freddie, so get ready. Who won the WWE Championship in 1999 and referred to himself as Y2J?
Oh, thanks for that part. Phew. Otherwise, we were going to be in big-time trouble. I will take that. I've been on the man's podcast. If I got this one wrong, that would be kind of a big time dick move. Jeff has been on his cruise ship. That's right. The man has his own cruise ship. It's only for wrestlers and you're not allowed. And his name is Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Ding, Jericho.
The GOAT, dude. Most underrated.
He was the first undisputed champ, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude. Jericho is the freaking man. Yes. Everywhere he's got, well, not WCW, but everywhere else, man, he's the man.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, who is known as the boss in WWE?
Well, there's been a lot of bosses. There was the Big Boss Man, who was the police officer.
Yeah, I love Big Boss Man, baby.
He was a good guy police officer, and then in modern times became the bad guy police officer. You know, he went heel. Sometimes cops, you know, they go dirty. But I think you're referring to one of the stars of The Mandalorian, Sasha Banks.
Wow.
Or Monet, what's her real name? Monet.
Mercedes Money.
Mercedes Money, which is, you know, when we're going to see her back. Hopefully, not soon enough. That's what I say. She's the best.
Maybe A-dubs.
Yeah, maybe.
Know.
Freddie, this is another tough one for you. Which WWE wrestler is known for his 619 move?
Let's go. Come on. When I first worked at WWE, Vince assigned me to him as his writer because he assumed I spoke as what he thought was Mexican. Not Spanish, mind you, but Mexican. And the answer is Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we see Rey Mysterio Jr. We see Dominic Mysterio. When are we going to get Rey Sr., you know?
Shut up.
Rey Mysterio Sr. Get him in the storyline.
It never fails. But there's someone out there who's saying he's right.
Jeff guy gets it.
Jeff, this one might be a little tough for you. It's tough for me. I'm glad I got the answer. Who is the founder of the wrestling promotion TNA Wrestling?
TNA Wrestling is ran and operated, I believe, by Billy Corgan, the voice of the Smashing Pumpkins.
No, that's NWA.
Ah, shit. Wait, so TNA is probably ran by Tony Khan or whatever?
Did we give him an extra one just because this is the last question?
The last question gets three strikes.
There you go.
Three strikes and you're out.
TNA. It's not...
I think I got it.
Phone a friend.
Oh, is it Jeannie Buss?
It's not. That's Women of Wrestling. I believe the founder of TNA was Jeff Jarrett.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
I was going to say, or his dad. Okay, but I got three strikes just like him. So I got it right, baby. Jeff Jarrett.
Nice job.
Wow.
Impressive.
And the owner and the financier was a lady named, wasn't it like Trixie something?
Dixie Carter.
Dixie Carter. I was going to say Trixie Parton.
Let me total these points up here. We'll start with Jeff.
Oh, I have a total right here. It's 96 points for Freddie. And just underneath there at 95, Mr. Jeff Dye.
I got a million.
Wow.
Right. I got a million.
You had a couple minus ones in there you forgot about. Really close match. Tons of respect to my competitor. Better luck next year. You guys,
Alex,
don't need to bother going back and seeing
Adam
who was
up.
Right. Don't even.
Unfortunately, Jeff, you came right at 8 points while Freddie Prinze Jr. and his Phenomancer came out to 11 points. So
no,
11 to 8, not bad.
This can't be right. I'm going to watch
this
whole episode.
Should have gone with my 96 to 95. It was closer, baby.
I'm going to rewatch this whole episode.
I skipped two questions that just were being repeated, which was, you know, they asked the name of WrestleMania, which is the Showcase of Immortals, so there's no reason to ask that question a second time.
Showcase.
But I'm sure Jeff would have wanted that. So
yeah, I like those ones. I like the gimmies.
Yeah.
I like the layups. Well,
there you go. That was our first ever WWE trivia challenge here at WWF.
You know who really won this match? The listeners.
That's right. God.
I hope they tell us how they scored.
God won.
God won.
God won.
He
this
always
one.
Wins.
He faced Shawn Michaels.
That's who won. He did. No, he faced Vince, right?
Oh, Vince.
Was it Vince or Shawn? Oh, I think
hilarious.
He faced Vince.
That's the most Vince egregious thing I've ever seen in my life. When Vince fought.
That God even thought he could compete? I agree.
The storyline, it makes every writer go, how did he reject my idea if this got through? Like, every writer's going, what? I get that mine wasn't great, but it's better than him going into a Catholic church and talking trash to a light source.
That would have been a great argument for any writer to do it when Vince killed their stories. Be like, Vince, you wrestled God.
Yeah.
Somebody
what
should
are
have
we
brought
doing,
that up
Vince?
One time. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We will see you tomorrow on Unsanctioned Thursdays. Thanks for listening. As always, with me is Jeff Dye. I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. Peace. This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.